Maxwell, the man who was voted the most valuable player by Sport Magazine. Take care. Cedric, how your feelings?
I love that clip. There's more to it, but for time reasons. Rick Barry and the Celtics locker room after they beat the Rockets Game 6 to win the NBA Championship Series. And the MVP is going to speak with Rick Barry, but head coach Bill Fitch is about to speak to the team. So, hey, Rick Barry, you're going to have to wait. Cedric Maxwell, now part of the Celtics radio team, has been for years. It's been a few years, actually, since I've had the privilege of having him on a program, and it was fun back then, so I'm counting on the same today. Cedric, Charlie here in the studio, and I know it can't seem like yesterday, but does it seem anywhere close to, geez, 39 years ago this spring you were accepting that hardware and the Celtics were winning it all against the Rockets in 81.
I know it, dude. Why would you bring me on this station and we're in Houston right now celebrating a victory? That is just callous, man.
Well, it was one of the great moments of your life. And, hey, the Rockets would happily take a trip to the finals. Rockets fans would take a trip to the finals with a loss about now, I'd say.
Yeah, I think they would. It was a good series. I enjoyed playing with some of the guys. And at that time, I looked back and there were at least five or six Hall of Famers who were on the court at that time. And to get the most valuable player during that time was a stone in my cap.
I referenced earlier Larry Bird's famous celebration rally words about Moses Malone after the me and four guys at Petersburg remark. But I actually wanted to ask you one thing about the conference finals that year. I was a kid watching this. Was that the toughest, most ferocious series you were ever a part of anywhere?
That was playing Philadelphia that year, being down 3-1, having to go through what we went through to come back in that series and beat them. It was monumental. I've never, and this is no offense to anybody who was a soldier, but that's the closest I've ever come to real warfare.
Virtually every game in a seven-game series decided by 1 or 2 points. I think the last three games were all decided by 1 point or two, the max. Cedric Maxwell is with us. So, all right, let's fast forward to the present. Celtics rolling into town, having won 7 in a row. I guess Kemba Walker's knee is all right. How close do you think the Celtics are to the Milwaukee Bucks, the obvious team to beat right now in the East?
Well, I think that, you look at Toronto, the way they're playing. I don't think you can discount anybody. But the Celtics right now, the way they're playing great basketball. And I think the thing that you look at from them is just trying to maintain and stay healthy. I think you've got a lot of personnel that are going to play well. I think they match up well with them. But still favor the Bucks because they have that guy right now. They have the best player right now in the league, in Giannis.
Look, you've been on great teams with multiple Hall of Famers, and at that level where the margins at the championship level can be smaller, that certain it factor, that morale, that esprit de corps, everyone rowing the boat the same way at all times, what is the difference in the dynamics, both basketball and then that so-called chemistry stuff, Kemba Walker succeeding, replacing Kyrie Irving?
Oh, boy, that was a slap at Kyrie again, wasn't it? Wow. No, here, let me say this first. Kyrie, possibly maybe one of the best guards to ever put on a Celtic uniform. I'll say that. Then after I say that, I said the fit really wasn't a good one for the Celtics or Kyrie. It just seemed like they had never melted. But if you look at it now, Kemba is entrenched with the guys out on the floor, and you got some, and I think it's a great combination. You have great talent with younger players, and you have veteran players like Gordon Hayward, Kemba, but then you have those two little wildebeests over there, and Jaylen Brown and Tatum. Both those guys play so well. So it's just a multitude of things that you have. And then Texas' own Marcus Smart, who I think is maybe the best defender of the basketball the Celtics have ever had, and that's included DJ.
Wow.
I think that, I look at you. Obviously, you got to say Bill Russell is the best.
Sure.
But from a guard standpoint, I think it would have to be Marcus the way he plays the game. He is just He's just that ferocious on the defensive end.
Well, him sinking his teeth at different times tonight, you know, into Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Go ahead.
As soon as I said that, my broadcast partner for the night, John Wallach, looked me right in the face like, what? What'd you say?
Well, hey, the late, great DJ, a legend, one of the all-time defenders, yeah, and could do ones and twos. But Marcus Smart probably superior athletically, yes? Is that the heart of your argument?
That really the heart of my argument is that just Marcus is, he's stronger, quicker, faster, a little bit more diverse than DJ. And I know Mark Jackson, I said the same thing one time on air. I think Mark Jackson heard it. And Mark Jackson came at me the next day at a game. We were in Boston. He said, I heard what you said about Marcus, and that's a good argument, but I would pick DJ. And he said, because I played against him all the time. I said, Mark, I play with him all the time. So I think my opinion could be maybe a little bit more biased than yours.
Part of the fun of all this stuff. So in that spirit, Cedric, 15 years from now, whose career do you think you would have rather had, Jason Tatum's or Jaylen Brown's?
Ooh, that's a good one, buddy. You stepping me out there. Well, I think, that's hard. Because both guys, their upside is so tremendous. I think Jalen is a little bit stronger and quicker to the basketball. But I think Tatum, his offensive array is probably better. So if you had to just pick one slightly, I probably would go with Tatum.
So can't go wrong. And they're 22, Tatum, and 23, Brown, years old. A couple of wings, provided they can come up with enough cash to pay them both. And Jaylen Brown's already secured for several years. All right, here's one more. Here in the same spirit, Cedric. Who's the second greatest head coach in Celtics history?
Bill Fitch. Hmm. And I'll say that only because I was with him that long, and I watched him through the trials and tribulations. I think KC was great. Bill Russell was great. But I think it was Red Auerbach. And then I go with Bill Fitch, just the knowledge of the game that he passed on to a lot of us. You know, you would talk to Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish during the times that we played. They hated Bill Fitch. But if you ask them right now, they really admire all the things that Coach Fitch did for the team and did for the players. He was the son of a gun. He was the SOB, but he did teach you well.
Speaks to a franchise's history being pretty good when Tommy Heinsohn and Doc Rivers have to settle for others receiving votes. And then there's the current guy, Brad Stevens, still one of the younger coaches in the NBA in this, his sixth, seventh year already. What do you think defines Brad Stevens?
Knowing the game in a whole another way of understanding, who the players are. And it's a new era, a new regime. It's a new way to coach players. You can't hit them over the head. What you have to do is you just kind of stroke them a little bit more. And I think Brad is excellent at doing that. X's and O's, I think he has that down. But the mentality of, just kind of babying the younger players, I think, is really different. And all coaches have to do that. The only guy hasn't really, bought into that maybe would be Greg Popovich. And even Greg Popovich there's a softer, general. Greg Popovich right now.
Talk with Cedric Maxwell, Celtics radio team. Legendary career. Number 31 hangs in the rafters at the Boston Garden. Well, whatever they call it these days, TD Ameritrade. Cedric, what do you make of the Rockets' super small ball in the ferocious West?
Well, it's something. I mean, D'Antoni and they have rolled the dice. And they're going, which is unconventional, but there are times you see it work. You saw it work with the Lakers. They should have won the game the other day, and partly because they don't have bigs out there at the end to defend the basketball. But this is a team that they say, the heck with you score. You want to score two? Go ahead and knock yourself out. We're going to get three. So at the end of the day, we'll see how that's going to go. Personally, I don't like it because I was a big and I played in the paint and I went at high percentage shots. But if you look at the way the game is played, I think that you definitely could say, you could see one working just as well as the other one.
If they're both healthy and we get to the most glamorous possible Western Conference Final, are you Lakers or Clippers with your lean?
Wow. I like the Clippers because they have a bunch of dogs over there. At the end of the day, they defend so well. And you bring in Morris on, and you have those, you know, Kawhi, and, you know, you can go that way. They're defensive. The way they defend the basketball, to me, would be primary. Because we know that there's a lot of glamour during the series, but in seven-game series, a lot of times it's the team that has the best defense. And I think they're a little bit superior than the Lakers.
All right, lastly, you were here, your final playing days, actually, in the NBA. Do you have an Akeem Olajuwon story, a young Akeem, that jumps to mind?
I think the thing that I think about Akeem was just what a savant he was. He did something that that was amazing to me. We were playing, you know, I had a little moves on the inside, a little jump hook that I worked on for about maybe about 30 years from the time I met him. He looked at me one day and he said, "Maxie, I'm going to have that shot tomorrow." I said, "What? You're going to have that shot tomorrow?" I had to work on that 30 damn years. Get in the next game, the first move he makes on the baseline, a little spin move, jump hook, hits it, and looks right at me. That's how good Akeem was. To me, you know, I think that he doesn't get enough credit. And I'll say this. To me, he is and I'm biased. He's the greatest player ever to play the game. And the reason I say that is because Akeem Olajuwon controls more of the floor on both ends of the floor than any player we've ever known. Everybody talks about how great Michael was. He was great defensively guarding his man. But Akeem was defensively guarded everybody's man. And offensively wasn't a slouch. So that's why I say Akeem Olajuwon, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is maybe the greatest basketball player ever to play.
Well, play well around here, certainly, and absolutely the most diversely skilled center the sport has ever seen. Let me follow up on that with one more, Cedric, and you kind of referenced it earlier, the way you played. I mentioned earlier you had a little Magic Johnson in your game before you were Magic Johnson. You'd handle, take guys to the post and so forth. We get it with the analytics, the Rockets more so than anyone. 3-3-3-3-3, the math adds up if your three-point shooting's even decent. But do you think, whether for your sensibilities or just the sport itself, is it worse off that we don't get to see graceful post play, that in-between jumper, the stop and pop stuff, more diversity to how basketball is played?
I you know me, I'm old school. And I go back with a bunch of old Rockets and a bunch of old players who are around here. And I think about Akeem. You know, mid-range game. I think about Bobby Joe Reed. I think about Elvin Big E, the Elvin Hayes. So I'm a more like in the post type of guy, the way you play the game. And for me, that works.
Cedric Maxwell, Celtics radio, long distinguished career. We didn't even get back to his taking North Carolina, Charlotte, not the Wolfpack, not the Tar Heels, certainly not Duke, North Carolina, Charlotte to a Final Four back in the day. And if somehow we wind up with the Celtics-Rockets NBA Final, I'll get into that stuff with you, Cedric, or maybe next season. Really appreciate you making some time today. Enjoy the brief stay in town.
Thank you very much.
Cedric Maxwell on the program.